For instructors working in the world of higher education, tenure is the ultimate goal. It's a prestigious level of job security because, to qualify, professors have to meet criteria that often take years to reach. Last week, the Purdue University Board of Trustees approved updates to its promotion and tenure policy that would require tenured professors to spend more time mentoring students. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney explains why the trustees view the updates as huge strides, even though most Purdue faculty think they're unnecessary.
The process of updating Purdue's tenure policy started a few years ago when a number of graduates expressed through a survey that they wanted more of a connection with their teachers. That sentiment was so overwhelming that it compelled the Board of Trustees to bring it to the Provost of Academic Affairs, Deba Dutta.
And one of the things that they wanted me to look at is to make sure that faculty understand mentoring of students is very important. They wanted me to look at the faculty involvement and encouragement of student research, undergraduate student research, to give them opportunities to do research and guided by faculty.
The board also wanted to encourage tenured professors to find innovative ways to teach and create new practices for instruction. They were able to address all of these concerns in an updated policy that they passed last week, but not without some faculty pushback. Biological sciences professor David Sanders says he felt insulted by the language requiring professors to mentor students because it implies faculty are currently not doing so.
I fully believe in mentorship. I mentor undergraduate researchers all the time. It's very competitive, in fact, to get into my lab in order to become mentored by me, and I'm very proud of what I've been able to achieve with them.
But Dutta says the language wasn't necessarily intended to fix a problem. He believes most Purdue faculty already prioritize mentoring their undergraduate students. He just wanted to put the words to paper.
It puts it in the policy document and makes a statement to the rest of the world and to the student body right now that this is an institution where faculty pay a lot of attention to the success of the student. It just makes that statement.
The language for the mentorship requirement states that a professor must show, quote, commitment to active and responsive mentorship, as well as an active role in mentoring, advising, and supporting the academic success of students, end quote. That's language that Sanders says is way too vague to be effective.
What does commitment to mentorship mean? How am I supposed to demonstrate commitment? I love mentorship. I'm going to marry mentorship. I mean, what does commitment to mentorship actually mean there?
Board of Trustees Chair Mike Berghoff says the trustees aren't mandating specific actions in terms of mentorship, including students in research, or improving teaching practices.
All we really cared about was making sure that if somebody was being considered, the needle wasn't on zero on any of those three areas. We weren't sure how best to measure it. We just knew in most cases, zero wasn't enough.
Purdue faculty made many revisions that are reflected in the final version of the tenure policy. For example, they shared concerns that not all faculty are involved in research or other collaborative projects in which to include students, and they didn't want that to be a barrier to receiving tenure. And the trustees listened. Berghoff says faculty input was crucial to create a realistic policy.
And I'm also appreciative of the faculty's help. I know there was some thinking that we were maybe discouraged by the redlining and removal, and not at all. It really made the process better.
Dutta says it's been more than 30 years since the university updated this promotion and tenure policy, and he is pleased with the changes the faculty and trustees came up with. In fact, he says he wants to revisit the document every 5 years to make any necessary updates. But Professor Sanders says that's not a logical way to attract the best talent.
Well, there are people who are starting now under one set of rules, and then you're going to change the criteria on them in the middle. That doesn't sound, to be changing them constantly, really doesn't sound like a way that's going to be attractive to people who want to come to Purdue. It's not going to be a very strong recruitment tool if we're constantly changing the criteria.
The new policy takes effect January 1st, 2016, and will apply to all future educators going through the tenure process. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.